Saturday morning to you all. Welcome to the Rosie on the House radio broadcast. We are sitting live in Scottsdale at Harper's Nursery. And coming down this morning, I mentioned it, I drove down Hayden Road. That part from about Saguaro High School, you pass the water treatment plant that they built over that old amusement park. Then you've got Chaparral Park, and you've got the green
belt there that used to be Villa Monterey Golf Course is now a big retention lawn park area, and then you've got Continental Golf Course, of course, on the other side. So it's, you know, it's all part of the flood design, where and the old Indian Ben Wash comes through, and you know, in areas, and the reason it's so darn green is that
gorgeous.
In the last month it's been a river a couple of times, so it's gotten lots of water and lots of nutrients from rainwater. So it, yeah, it's a green belt, as the name implies. It's really a green belt right now.
So I'm looking at that and I'm thinking, driving down, okay, am I looking at Bermuda? Or is this already been overseed? But this is still the natural Bermuda. That's
natural
there.
Bermuda, and most of that they don't overseed. The golf course, obviously, they do, but the parts that are just park and flood plain don't get overseeded. So, you know, my Bermuda lawn right now is probably the prettiest it is all year, and it always is that way. The monsoon, the humidity. Now the nights are cooling. It's not stressed for water. It's just gorgeous.
And you don't have to mow it as much. The days are shorter, so it's not growing as fast.
Right.
How long can we nurse this along?
Well, I generally don't suggest that people do their overseeding till at least now, and really more like the middle of October. Between the 15th and Halloween is probably optimal time. Because, you know, if you would have scalped it, you talked about how green that grass is now. If you would have scalped it a week or so ago, it would have just greened right back up. You want it, when you finally make that short cut to put your ryegrass seed in, you know, you want it to stay short and fairly dormant. So the trick is to time it while it's still warm, but it's not going to stay warm for very long, so that it goes into dormancy. The other thing, if you do it too early, you're going to stress your lawn out by cutting it back too quickly, just like you would any plant or shrub or tree. If you cut it hard or severely during its active growing season, it stresses it out, it causes sunburn, the lawn scalds, it browns out, then it tries to green back up, you know, and you're removing all of that plant trying to store up nutrients so it can go into dormancy. So I really recommend waiting till at least the middle of October, so another week or 10 days, and more like between the 15th and the 31st is the best time to do it. But you can do it all the way through November. It's always warm enough up until about Thanksgiving, and even later it will come up. It just comes up a lot slower.
And you have to keep those seeds wet, so you have to, the amount of water it takes to get it going will take longer if it's taking that long to germinate. Is that
well,
correct?
Well, but you don't have to water it as often because it's cooler. So, you know, if you do it while it's still 95, 100 degrees, it takes a lot of water during the day to keep it moist. And you don't want to water it for a long time because you don't want standing water. So you got to water a lot of short little bursts of water during the hot part of the day. So the later you can wait, again, it's a little easier on the water as well.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Mr. Dan Lee of BioFeed, as we're fertilizing, do you have to transition? Do you have separate, like if I've got your 5-gallon tank in ground and I've got your lawn fertilizer and I now switch from summer to winter, is that the same fertilizer or is there a different one for rye?
No, it is the same fertilizer. Our grass grow is a year-round formula, and one big benefit of it is that it helps to buffer salt, and especially when you're planting new seed, salt is the enemy of your new lawn. And it's
if you've ever listened to the radio, you've heard just about every on-air host talk about the hard water salt for some different water purification company for drinking and indoor use. But that water, before it comes in the house, you know, it's not getting filtered, so it's coming to your door very salty.
Right. And one big problem with the soil throughout the greater Phoenix area is, and the city of Phoenix has acknowledged this, that the soils here are becoming mineral locked. High calcium, high magnesium, and then when your soils become less porous, salt, sodium salt does not flush away, so it tends to accumulate. And then we throw our grass seed on it, and we expect it to germinate quickly. And seed just doesn't like to germinate when salts are high. So one benefit mentioned is that our products act as a salt buffering agent along with providing nutrients. So it really speeds up the germination process, and you get an earlier establishment of the ryegrass for the winter.
And if somebody's not in a situation, or for whatever reason, they're not putting the tank on the system, that's not the only way to apply
your
product.
Right. That's right. Our little quart bottles are actually applicator bottles. You can pour right out and dilute it into a jug or a pail, whatever. But you can also hook the little hose end sprayer that's on the bottle right to your garden hose. It's got an on-off, pretty basic. And you'll put 10 to 12 ounces of grass grow per 1,000 square feet right over your grass seed. And
now, water. Listeners don't have to remember that. That's on the label when you get the product as well.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm asking.
That's correct.
Okay, just
make it
on the
sure.
label.
Yeah, they're great labels, great instructions, easy to follow, and it, you know, it's very easy to use. So that's the one good thing about this product.
We've been to Ohio to look at Scotts. We've been to Bayer or North Carolina to look at Bayer. We've been to Pella to look at their windows. Every single one of those companies say their biggest thing is transportation. And when you're talking reducing cost, buying locally, it's Biofeed. The product's right here locally. So if you want to, what do you say, reduce emissions, you can't get any more
carbon
local
footprint.
Than that.
Yeah. The carbon footprint. Yeah, it's right here. Yeah, absolutely. Buying local is always a great way to go if you have that option.
So. Yeah, in fact, we've been in our current location in Glendale near 67th Avenue in Northern for almost 26 years. We've been manufacturing in the same location. So we're happy to be providing Arizona with our good quality products.
Well, plus the fact that, you know, if you're manufacturing something, knowing the local growing conditions, and our growing conditions are not very similar to very many places, you know. So, you know, it's a little bit more of a challenge. And so Dan's developed this stuff specifically for our water and soil conditions.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.